We are up to Simon Kuf, Yud, Gimel, Sivav. We're at the bottom of page 280, moving on to page 281. We're talking about the different krios during Shmoneh Esrei. We talked about the Takana Chazal, only the first bracha, beginning and end, the last bracha, the bracha of Modim. Beginning and end is the only places that Chazal were metaking to bow down. We talk about not bowing in any other place in Shmoneh Esrei, in the beginning and end of a bracha, in the middle of a bracha is mutter to do, however. Says now, we started discussing in Siv, hey, how to do the bowing, so not to bow too much until your face is equal to your belt. That is not supposed to, what I'm supposed to do. Says the Mechaber now, let's see, Vav. Kishu Korea, when he bows, Yichra b'mehiros b'panachas. He should do a quick bow in one motion. Okay, one time, okay. Ukishu Zokef. And when he comes up, Zokef b'nachas, he should do it slower. Okay, we'll see in a second why that is. Rosh Tchila b'achar kach kufo. Come back to that also. Mechaber says to first pick up your head and then pick up your body slowly. Why do you do it slowly? Shalote alav kemasli, so it doesn't look like it is something difficult. It doesn't look like it's a burden done to you. And therefore, we bow quickly because we want to go quickly into our bow. Okay, so we're excited about bowing, but we're not so excited about unbowing, and therefore we come up slow. So now the Mechaber says something over here. It says something. You bow, you lift up your head, and then you lift up your body afterwards. You don't see that very, very often. I think I've seen it by one person doing like that. And it could be because look at Marina Rabbeinu Arav Shlita in the Rasul Rosho. He says, Ladasa Gra Gan Kishazokev Yishar Kirosh Mushpal. Even when you bow, when you're coming up, you should stay with your head down. And only when you get up, then you pick up your head. And that's, I believe, Rova Olam. He's knowing like when they bow, they don't bow and then pick up their head first. And then their body looks a little strange. Okay, first you pick up your body, and your head at the same time. And then when you're up, then you know, your head is going to be up also. Okay, that is, I believe, is the Minaga Olam on how to bow in terms of that. Zayin. Kishikorea Korea Bibaruch. Kishizokev Zokev Bashay. When you bow with the word Baruch. And when you come up at the Shem Hashem. Okay, so now we have to understand that it sounds like over here, it doesn't mention anything about bending your knees or anything like that. It sounds like you do one bow at Baruch, and then you get up at Shem Hashem. That's all it says over here. Let's see over here, so cutting your base. Kisha Omer Baruch Yichra Bibrach. So now the Mishnah introduces this idea over here. When you say Baruch, then you bend your knees. Ukshomer ata yishkav achid paku acholios. Then you do the bowing like we learned earlier on in Siv Dal until you paku kol acholios and you bow and to the point where your back is sticking out. Okay, that's when you do that, and that's how the minhag olam is, seems to be that one is one. That's how one does the bow. You bend your knees at Baruch. You bow at ata, and then you're going to come up at Shem Hashem. Now the one the old same in the klal is Modim doesn't have a Baruch. We all doesn't have a Baruch, and therefore the Mishnah says over here, Ukshomir Modim, Yichorosho Begufu Ka'agun by Basakas, you do the bowing in one felt swoop, you don't do the bending of the knees at Baruch, you just go down and move, Yomur Kaf, Bishchia, Ad Hashem, Aziskov, and you say, Baruch Ata, you're down, and then Ad Hashem Hashem, you come up. Okay, so that is what seems to be the Minhag Olam, which is very interesting. Number one, as you see over here, the Mechaber does not mention it like this, but I believe even amongst the Svardim, that's how they're knowing to bow also like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. But if you look at Marina Rabbeinu Arav Shlita, it's really not so posh. Look over here in Dimras Yichra B'Barachov. L'chora Einzu Kavanas HaGemara. L'chora, that's not the Kavan of the Gemara to bend your knees at Baruch. It sounds like to bow with Baruch. The Kriya Shebe Gemara B'Baruch, he Kriyas HaGav. When the Gemara talks about Kriya at Baruch, it sounds like it's talking about the bowing of your back. It doesn't sound like there's a bending of your knees. It sounds like it's bowing in the back. Da amru shaman brachos sheyichra ad shepaku kol choyos shebeshidra. Like the lashon of the Mechaber that we had earlier on in our simon, that's what it says. All it says is to bow until your vertebrae is sticking out. So therefore, that sounds like it's your back and not your knees. Oh, ad sheyira iser keneged libo. Another sheet in the Gemara. All those makars are all talking about bending of the back, not bending of the knees. Aval mikar dvarov bazohar. What's the makar of this Mishnah Berurah to bend your knees? It's alpi kabbalah. It's brought down in the Zohar. That's what's brought down over here. Ach yain beber heiti v'shari tshuva. But if you look at the berheiti and the shari tshuva, kan she gave gam b'shem arizal de bebaruch yichra gufo v'tochel lefarish ayinu birkav. Over here, it sounds like even the arizal. Obviously, many times. But after alpi kabbalah, okay, sounds like baruch over here was yichra gufo, not yichra of the knees. Okay, so therefore, what's coming out over here, it sounds like from the Gemara, it sounds like from many of the poskim, and even amongst the Zohar, it's not even so poshut that it sounds like you're just supposed to have a complete bowing and not ever bend your knees. However, I did speak to Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita about this, and he says, Minhag HaOlam is to bend your knees. That is what Harav does also. He bends his knees at the three baruchs that we have, the first two bowing the Shemoneh Esrei and the last bowing the Shemoneh Esrei, and only in Modim we go ahead and bow only our body. But if you see someone doing differently, they just bow without bending their knees. You'll understand there's a lot of sources seemingly to do just that and not a bowing of the knees, but that is seems to be Minhag HaOlam, like the Mishnah Berurah, like many Pesachim we have, we go after the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it sounds like over here. One more Nekud over here before we go on over here. What does it mean to come up at Shem Hashem? What does it mean to come up at Shem Hashem? Okay, so if you look over here, Ib Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita B'Shem, B'Shem, did you ask B'Shem? It says, La'anias Daiti, Zokev B'Shem, when it says to come up and unbow, to straighten out at Shem Hashem, Hainu Shetzarech Lizdakev B'Mahalach Amir Hashem. While you are saying Shem Hashem, then you are coming up. Okay, this is coming lafuki the shitas in the halacha brura, the halacha brura of Rav David Yosef that we've quoted many times over there. He says it means to say that you come up and then you say Shem Hashem. Before you say Shem Hashem, you go ahead and straighten out. However, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Shlita says to go up and while you're saying Shem Hashem, go ahead and be zokef your back while you're doing so. Now we know a little bit more, Zrat Hashem, how to do a correct bowing. Okay, let's just go chazer very quickly. You bend your knee at Baruch, you bend your knees. Atta, you bend your back, not all the way down to your face is equal to your belt. You're supposed to bend over like a little arched, a little bit that your back is sticking out. Okay, that's how you're supposed to. And then when you before, while you're saying Shem Hashem, according to Marino Rabbeinu, that is when you go ahead and say Shem Hashem. And then you're, as opposed to Modim, you just do bowing Baruch Atta, and then you come up at Shem, and then you come up. When you're going to say Shem Hashem, that's when you're going to come, then you're going to start coming up over there by Modim. Fine, moving on to Siv Ches. Amit Palu Ba Kenegative Akum. Okay, you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. This could happen sometimes, even at the Kotel Maravi. You have many notes in coming, and they're over the Avodah Zarah. So, what's going to be over here? Amit Palu Ba Kenegative Akum. You are davening and comes in front of you an Ovei Kochavim, someone who worships Avodah Zarah. V'yesh lo shesi v'erev v'yado. And he is holding a cross in his hand. Shesi v'erev is a cross. He's holding a cross in the hand, for that matter. He is wearing a cross around his neck. Either way, v'yigia l'makum sheshochi, but you get to the point where you're supposed to bow when you're Shemoneh Esrei. Lo yishcha afal pisha libo l'shabayim, even though obviously your kavana is not to be bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, not to be bowing down to the cross, chas v'shalom. Your libo is l'shamayim, you're thinking about bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, since there is an avod of akum in front of you with a shesi v'erev, it looks like you're bowing down to the shesi v'erev. So even though the takana chazal is to bow over here, do not bow in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Do not bow in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. That's how we are going to pass in halacha l'maisa. Anytime there's any chashash that it looks like you're bowing to Avodah Zarah, you do not go ahead and bow. And it's mash over here. Just a notary. Just because he's a notary does not mean that you can't bow. Only if he has a shesi ve'erev that is outside. Okay, if it's tucked under his shirt, l'chor, no one sees it. Okay, you happen to know it's there. L'chor, that's going to be fine also. But as long as it's out, and you could tell that he's holding the shesi ve'erev, we do not bow even in the middle of one Shemoneh Esrei. Siv Tes. As I said, we were talking about now the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. We all know, Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Nara El Elyon. We say all these shvachim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mention all these shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we can go on from today and tomorrow talk about shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But these are the ones that Chazal chose, are the shvachim that we're supposed to use in our bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So says the Mechaber over here, Ein Lahosiv Al Ta'arav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should not add in other descriptions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yoter mi'akel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'yanora. More than what's written in our Shemoneh Esrei, that was metakin bam anshei knesset ha'gdola, you should not add in any of your own. You don't start saying, yeah, he's the man, he's the bomb. Okay, no, none of that. You can't add in your other shvachim, even though you think that it's going to be adding to the shvachim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could you add to the shvachim of Kadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that Chazal gave us these, Kaddish Baruch Hu, all the shvachim are right to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Chazal says we should chew these. That's all we're allowed to do. However, v'davka b'tefila, but this is only in the context of tefila that you're not allowed to add in your own shvachim. Because we don't change from the nusach that Chazal were metaking. Therefore, you're not allowed to add in your own. Aval But your tefillos, you add in yourself, you add in your own tefillos. You're adding other parts of davening. You're adding in your own shvachim of Kaddish, your own shvachim that you want to say about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That you're allowed to say. Then you're allowed. Leislan ba, right? Things that you're going to say on your own. Then it's not a big deal if you add your own. You're allowed to own your own. You're allowed to, just like Chazal gave us 19 brachos in Shemona Esrei. He says these are what you're supposed to ask for in your Shemona Esrei. You're allowed to ask for your own personal things. They're not necessarily connected to the Shemona Esrei. So too, you could add in your own shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have your own that you want to add in also. Umikol makom says the mechaber nachol lemishiyirtzel laharich b'shivchei amakom shiyomarto b'psukim. But the correct thing to do if you want to add your own shvachim, you should do it derech psukim. There are many psukim that we have in Tehillim and other places in Tanakh that talk about the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's best to do shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of David HaMelech and other Nevi'im that are correct shvachim, that we know they're correct, and not use our own language when we're talking about the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once again, because our shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be something that is mezalzel in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Have the avla, so you'd want to give a shevach to someone, I don't know, who's a good sports player, I don't know. It's not so posh. You could. It might be over in the Siddharis if you give shvachim to going without getting into it now. Let's say you give a shvach, you could mezalzel him. You could say something that is beneath his kavod. So everything's beneath the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. So if you use the psukim that David HaMelech, okay, now we know we're on the right track at least. And therefore, that's how you're supposed to give shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Okay, so that is the end of Siman Kuf Gimel Dina Kriyas Biyot Bishwanase Brachos. Let's just start very quickly. Siman Kuf Yadalin. We're going to start getting into the brother of Racham Mashiach Ruach Morid Geshem. Okay, and Morid Tal that we say in the or some say in the summer. So here we go. Matrin and Lomer Bracha Shnia Mashiach Ruach Morid Geshem. The second bracha we all know. We add in like now we are saying nowadays in the time of the winter when we're asking for rain. We say Mashiach Ruach Umori Degeshem, which is not really asking for rain, it's just giving shevach. Where in the brachas of shevach, this is talking about the shvachim of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he brings rain. Betfilas Musaf Shel Yontav Acharon Shel Chag, we start saying it at the Tfilah Musaf on the last day of Sukkot. So we all know that's when we start saying Mashiach Ruach Umori Degeshem. Vein poskim, we do not stop saying Mashiach Ruach Umori Degeshem at Tfilas Musaf Shel Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach until Tfilas Musaf of the first day of Pesach. That is the time period where we say Mashiach Ruach Umori Degeshem. Last day of Sukkot until the first day of Pesach. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue from here next time. Had time for today. Have a great day.